I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Barack Obama continues to defend his decision to intervene in Libya. The president says the U.S. acted to prevent violence on a horrific scale. Here's how Obama put it in his speech last night.
To brush aside America's responsibility as a leader, and more profoundly, our responsibilities to our fellow human beings under such circumstances, would have been a betrayal of who we are.
But the fact is there is mass violence against civilians in other parts of the world. Elsewhere, in Africa, for example, forces loyal to the incumbent leader of Ivory Coast have used heavy weapons against the population. More than 460 supporters of the internationally recognized president have been killed. Consider that as you listen to another excerpt from President Obama's speech.
Some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different. And as president, I refuse to wait for the images of slaughter and mass graves before taking action.
Just today, up to 30,000 people in western Ivory Coast took refuge in a church compound to escape fighting between the army and forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara. He's the internationally recognized winner of last year's election there. Patrick Achi is a spokesman for Ouattara. He's in Abidjan. Mr. Achi, we heard President Obama making the case last night for humanitarian intervention in Libya. He also said that the U.S. wasn't in a position to use its military wherever repression occurs. So with the current political crisis in your country, a steady escalation of violence, and now over a million Ivorians in flight, what were you thinking of Mr. Obama's logic?
This declaration is a very, very key turning point in international relations, meaning a human life is a human life, wherever it is in the world. Anyone cannot, just because he has the power, he's the dictator, kill his people in the front of the whole international community. This is what has been happening in Libya. This is what is happening in Cote d'Ivoire. We have the impression sometime in the developing world that through the eyes of the developed world, a life is not equal to another life, meaning 1,000 people can be killed in another place far away in the world from the place you are. But if only one American or one European is killed, the whole world is shaking. So I think that with the development of the information technology, where everything is seen everywhere, people should feel that we are, that innocent people are killed. It should shake the world the same way.
Right, but if you listen to what President Obama's criteria were as he laid it out last night, he said, you know, for Libya, we had an international mandate for action, a broad coalition prepared to join us, and the support of Arab countries. And yet the African Union forces have been very reticent to get involved in Ivory Coast.
The African Union has been slow, not reluctant, has been slow compared to the fact that on a daily basis people are being killed. You know, people are just being killed like animals. They are being burned. I know, how can you let that be done?
What kind of actual intervention would you think necessary for Ivory Coast right now? Actual boots on the ground?
You already have soldiers here. You have the United Nations in Cote d'Ivoire forces account for more than 7,000 troops. You have the French force within the United Nations peacekeeping force in Cote d'Ivoire also. So the question is that they don't have the mandate to intervene on the ground. They are just a peacekeeping force. So now what the Security Council has to do is to change their mandate, to give them an intervention mandate, to intervene to protect the civilian. We should not let former head of state use the military equipment, the heavy arms that he has, to kill innocent people. No one should let that be done in any place in the world.
Patrick Achi, a spokesman for Alassane Ouattara. Mr. Ouattara is the internationally recognized winner of last year's election in Ivory Coast. Patrick Achi, thank you very much for your time, sir.
You're welcome.